hybrid. He was 210 pounds as a freshman, and he's up to 234 now. And when you watch him run routes and catch the football, it's pretty cool. And he gets after it in the run game. About that,
natural.
So he is officially not the fastest tight end anymore.
Our last guy,
Daniels, is now bested by Evan Engram at a 4.43.
Wow, that's why I call him a hybrid, Greg. Wow. I mean, he's not a 250-pound guy. He's 234. He's a matchup guy. He's a move guy. You use him on the edge. He'll compete as a blocker, but athletically, he's superior.
He's not even one of the tight ends who had the record broad jumps either.
They're good players that way.
There he goes. 4.58.
So Darrell Daniels will not be the fastest tight end today. So be careful what you do on social media, guys.
We all good.
Now that you're on
it.